Elizabeth Elliot says that God knows the end from the beginning. He loves us, He is wise, and He calls us to put our faith in Him. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Secure in the Everlasting Arms and God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. As you put your faith in the solid rock, study the unchanging word with us today.
The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking again today about choosing God's way. Yesterday, we talked about the three great qualities which ought to characterize every true follower of the Lord Jesus Christ: love, joy, and peace. When you see someone who exhibits any one of those, you pause and you wonder. It's so rare to see someone whose outstanding quality is love, or joy, or peace. Do you ask, what is its source? Where does he get it? You know the answer. The next in the list of the fruits of the Spirit is the quality that almost all of us recognize most often by its absence. When you're sitting at a traffic light and you're the first one in the line, they say that the shortest measurement of time is the length of time between the light turning green and the man behind you blowing the horn. Well, the next fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering, or patience. Learning to endure what life does to us. Learning consideration. I can think of several people who were characterized by great patience. I think of my grandparents. Both of them suffered in different ways. My grandfather went blind during the last year of his life, and I remember his patience in waiting for people to help him. I remember the patience of his daughter, my dear Aunt Anne, who cared for him throughout his life from the time that his wife died, and actually Aunt Anne had taken care of both of them for many years. I remember her patience in helping him to learn to eat when he couldn't see, and her tactfulness in sort of gently and surreptitiously pushing something onto his fork so that he could eat it himself. Long-suffering, learning to endure what life does to us. I think of my Uncle Tom, who was stone deaf for most of his life, at least all of his life that I knew him, for the last 50 years or so of his life. And he was very patient. He would never insist that people speak directly into his hearing aid so that he could hear. When he sat in a group, as most people who wear hearing aids tell me, it was very difficult for him to sort out one voice when there were several people talking at once. And he would never make everyone else uncomfortable by reminding us that he was deaf. I had to remind myself constantly to try to bring Uncle Tom into the conversation and let him know what someone had just said if I was sitting closer to him than they were. But he was characterized by long-suffering and patience. Those of you who have to care for an older person or a handicapped person, how patient are you with them? They are the patient, and that's probably the reason why that word has come into use. Patients in hospitals have to do a lot of waiting. How well I remember the long, long waits in the hall when my husband, Addison Leach, was waiting for his radiation. And the long suffering of the others in wheelchairs, sitting there in those miserable little hospital gowns and hospital robes, which were not warm enough, and the hall was cold, and nobody seemed to be doing anything, and we would hear the nurses laughing and talking as if they had forgotten that 10 people were out there waiting for their turn. Does long-suffering characterize your life? I think it's necessary for most of us to be thrown together with somebody who in one way or another drives us, as the British say, round the bend. I think I can hear some of you sigh or laugh. You know who that person is. Have you ever thought of thanking God for the golden opportunity that he has given you through that person to learn patience. But again, we must choose to follow Christ here. Think of his patience with us. We say to ourselves, he drives me nuts. She drives me up the wall. I go bananas around that person. But I can choose to let that person know it, or I can choose to shut up and to pray. Maybe counting to 10 is a good thing that some of us need to do. It's probably more profitable to just stop and pray before we let fly at that person who has worn out our patience. We have to receive grace to be patient. Also in our prayer life, waiting for God's answer, for God's timing. Are you patient with God? Saint Teresa wrote, "Let nothing disturb you, nothing frighten you. All things are passing. God never changes. Patience wins all things. Whoever has God wants nothing. God alone suffices." I'll repeat that. Some of you might have a piece of paper and a pencil and would want to write that down. Let nothing disturb you. And you can put ditto marks on the next line. Let nothing frighten you. All things are passing. God never changes. Patience wins all things. Whoever has God wants nothing. God alone suffices. The Bible says that he is a God of patience. He works in tranquility, which seldom goes in partnership with speed. Choose God's way. Be patient. The fifth fruit, kindness. I can choose to be nasty. I can choose to be kind. Some of the kindest people I know are old people. They often receive very little kindness themselves. How kind are you to the old people in your life? The neighbors, the relatives. Well, we don't want to invite old Aunt Susie. I mean, she does all the talking, or she's too deaf to join in the talking, or she's so slow. Kindness is a fruit of the Spirit. Do you have the ability to put yourself in that person's shoes? Is it your desire to confer happiness on other people, to give them sympathy? Let's remember that old people have been where you are, but you have not been where they are if you're young. I'm an old woman at this point. I suppose I have more years to get older, but I'm learning what it means to be old. And I realize that I didn't have very much sympathy for the old people in my life. My step-grandmother lived with us for 8 years. My mother used to have to tell us to go upstairs and be nice. Sit down and talk with Nana. Tell her what you did in school today. Tell her what you're reading. Just sit down and talk to her. We didn't want to sit down and talk with Nana. For one thing, she was a little bit crotchety. For another thing, she was deaf. You had to shout. It was exhausting. And for another thing, we had other things we would much rather do. We didn't want to be kind. And it is to my regret that I remember that I was not kind to Nana, and I don't have a chance to rectify that now. She's long since gone. Kindness involves tenderness, gentleness, tact, graciousness. I think of old Mrs. Kershaw, one of the old people in my life. She was kind to us, endlessly kind, just a dear, sweet old lady who came every day to help my mother with housework. She was in her 70s, and she used to laugh and talk about the old folks. She had an old man who lived across the street. He was in his 90s, and she took care of him. And she talked about what she was going to do when she got old. I think she must have been at least 77 when she came to work for us. And she was also stone deaf. But she was so sweet and so cheerful and so kind to all of us that we loved Mrs. Kershaw. And when I think of a godly woman And one of those last who is undoubtedly going to be first when we get to heaven, I think of dear Mrs. Kershaw and the blessing that she was in our home. She was just like sunshine, gentle, tactful, gracious, and utterly, utterly unselfish. I don't think Mrs. Kershaw had one single thought for herself. What opportunity may God be giving you today to choose His way in the area of kindness? Has someone been unkind to you lately? This is your chance to choose kindness to them. That person at church, that impossible woman on the committee, that awful man at work, that person at school, that teacher, that student, the one on the team, the driver on the highway. Have they treated you kindly? The answer may be no. How do you treat them? Do you say, same to you, buddy, or do you say, the peace of the Lord be always with you? There's always the temptation, isn't there, to hurt somebody in retaliation, to pay them back with a little bit of their own medicine, to give them what they gave you. Let's choose to speak kindly. Hold the clever rejoinder, the caustic remark. Just drop it. And I speak to myself here. I want to be like him, but I have a sharp tongue, the kind that can produce blessings and curses almost at the same time. May God help us to be kind, to be patient. Holy Spirit, produce in us, we pray, these fruits for Jesus' sake.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.